listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. I'm in the kids'
the world. And now here we are with Tell All.
Oh, gosh, I tell you, folks. Hello, folks. It's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. Great to be chatting with you. You know, I said when I was a little boy, young boy, thank you for the coffee. I was a teenager, and I said, you know, if I ever find out that there's really a God, I'm going to tell all the world. Well, years later, I did have a miraculous encounter with the living God, and so did my friend who's right here, my lifelong friend. If you're watching via YouTube or Facebook, this is David Preston Usher. Good morning, my good friend David. How are you?
Rhett, I'm doing great. It's so great to be here with you and spend some time with you. And hopefully we'll be able to encourage some people today in our time together.
It's great to have you here. So, folks, you know, we're here for you. And as I was before we went on, you know, I said, OK, we're doing this for people. And David corrected me and said, we're doing it for one person at a time. So whoever you are, if you're hearing us on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial or wherever, we are here for you. And somebody does care. And there's somebody far more profound than David or I that cares about you, and that is Jesus Christ. So first I wanted to start off by introducing my friend David. And David and I both were not believers in Jesus. I thought Jesus was foolishness. And I can't speak for David. I kind of presume you took it very lightly. Would you please give a succinct version of your testimony on how you came to be connected with the living God?
Well, first, if you wouldn't mind, why don't we just have a quick prayer for those couple of people, whoever they are, that might be listening to us. Father God, thank you for my friend Rhett and his work for you and the work that's happening right now. And we pray, Lord, for anyone within the sound of our voice, God, that you'd bless them, you'd bring them closer to yourself, because, Lord, we need each other. We're a part of the body of Christ, and I need Rhett, Rhett needs me, and we need you, whoever you are listening today. And you may need the words that Rhett and I are going to share. So we pray that our words would be a blessing to you, Father God, and we pray that it would be a blessing to the people that are within the sound of our voice. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
My testimony. Well, you know, it's interesting, but you asked for my testimony. My testimony recently has been many words from Jesus himself in my prayer time about the importance of the body of Christ. I've been really meditating on this, and I've been speaking to people like yourself about what does that mean to you? What does it mean to be a part of the body of Christ? And back in 1984, as you know, Rhett, I committed my life to Christ. I had someone on the telephone, and we can get into some details about that interesting phone call. But that lady basically said to me, you know, it sounds to me, after I described my life situation of not living it really in a right kind of way, a moral way, I had really fallen away from my attendance to the church I grew up in. And the lady asked me, she said, it sounds like you need to repent. Do you know Jesus? And I said, well, I grew up in a church. I know that he died on the cross. And she said, have you ever asked him into your life and asked him to forgive you of your sins? I said, no. So I did that day. I felt the power of God come into me that day, like a electrical current go from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I knew something had happened at that moment in my life where I really confessed Christ. I embraced Christ. I asked him to be my Lord and Savior. I asked the Lord to help me to live my life to his glory. And so here we are today, 45 years later, the two of us having met many years ago, and I'm serving God as we speak here today to hopefully bring a blessing to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and anyone like yourself who's listening.
And we come to you humbly as seasoned individuals in that since those 45 years, certainly both of us have been heartbroken over grieving over deaths and breakups of relationships, and lots of things have gone down. And I did just put on my phone, and you know what, I'm going to show them here. Let's do this right here, but it'll come up. My service in this area, but I wanted to show the folks something here. And I guess you don't get it in messages. Here you go. Okay, here it is. So this is the this is a typical phone. And if you're just listening to this audibly, the Lord showed this to me a week after David got born again on the telephone. where that electric current or that lightning bolt came through the telephone line. If you'll read this, it says, take your phone, look at 465-2580. 465-2580. That was his phone number at that time. And it makes a perfect cross. 465-2580. Yep. So the point is, then you might say, oh, what a coincidence. Well, you see, it depends on how small or how big your God is. I think God is in every detail. He says, not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission. Oh. For the very hairs on your head are counted. Do you not know that you're of much greater value than many sparrows? So it says that all of heaven rejoices when one person converts, or is what's the exact wording, David? And that I'm sure that happened in heaven, that when that when you got born again, talking on the phone with Diane 45 years ago. Yep.
That's right. That's where it started. But as we know, that's just the beginning of a walk with Christ. And you and I had mentioned the idea of talking a little bit today about some of the things we really need to be involved in when we start walking with Jesus. Because even today, if you're listening it to a radio or a podcast, you're probably by yourself. You're probably in a car. You may be with another person, but most likely you're by yourself. And if we spend too much time by ourselves, we don't do well. And that's why this word the Lord has given you asked for a testimony. Well, currently, you know, I've been involved in jail ministry, men's ministry, youth ministry. So I've been involved in a lot of different things. Right now, I'm in a different season in my life. But I will say, a lot of what the Lord has spoken about, the importance of the body of Christ, that, you know, we need you wherever you are listening. God needs you. He needs you in a fellowship where you can be involved with other people. I need you. We need one another. The body of Christ is the idea the foot can't say to the knee, I don't need you. The ear can't say to the eye, I don't need you. We all need to work together to help each other to grow up into this fullness of the stature of maturity of men and women of God. And that only happens in the context of relationships. And so I felt when Rhett asked me to be on today, the important thing that I feel the Lord's been doing in my life is showing me the importance of the body of Christ. Jesus himself said when he had the Last Supper with his disciples, this is my body given for you. My body given for you. The whole concept of the nature of Christ and following him is he's a giver. Jesus is a giver. So we need to be willing to give our time, give our effort, give our, if necessary, blood, certainly sweat and tears to help other people and be involved in group settings where we can grow in being encouraged, encouraging others. We can sometimes correct each other when we need to. But the concept of living with Jesus is all about living in community, because we're not meant to do this alone. And so wherever you may be, if you're feeling alone today, I was doing some reading before we began today about the idea, go find a church. Then within the church, you find a men's group. Then maybe within the church, you find a prayer group. And before you know it, you're getting involved in many different people's lives. And part of my testimony, Rhett, one of the best parts that you know, I met a wonderful woman named Anne, who I was married to for 28 years. And the way I met her, and I thought about this, is I was involved in an organization that you were involved in, and many people that might even be listening have heard about in the past, called Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International. And I had been asked to share my testimony with other groups. And so I was sharing my testimony one day, about 125 people were there. And a woman came up to ask for prayer from me after the meeting. That was my wife to be. I didn't know her that well. I'd met her maybe one or two other times, but she came up to me in a meeting. And that's what started leading to our relationship and eventually our marriage. How did that happen? Within the context of me seeking God first in his kingdom, which is the priority, is seeking God in his kingdom. And then you develop community and you develop purposes in your life, and you find out the meaning of your life is fully understood in the context of this community of the body of Christ. And so it's an amazing thing about this body of Christ concept, you know?
Yeah, it is. I wonder what, you know, did you have any sense that time when you prayed with her that there was any, you know, some people say, oh, I knew from the time I saw him that he was going to be my husband, or I met her and knew that we would be married one day, you know?
Well, I knew something special had happened, because as we prayed and then we ended up talking again after the meeting, I think I asked her to lunch. So I said, are you doing anything for lunch? Because we'd had breakfast at the meeting, but the time the meeting ended, it was probably 11:30 going on noon. And we ended up having lunch that day, and that pretty much started our relationship. So, yeah, I knew there was something going on.
So it wasn't about lunch. You had an appetite for a relationship, apparently.
Well, I had a big appetite for relationship. I mean, I was involved in my church. I was involved in men's groups. I was involved in the Full Gospel Businessmen. And I was a single man. And certainly, yeah, I was definitely interested in being married. And I'd had some little, I would say some missteps, but God uses all things for good in relationships. But no, Ann came into my life and she and I just really hit it off. We both loved the Lord. We both loved to help people. She was a physician's assistant and I was in sales. And so we were very people oriented from the beginning. And so she and I got very involved in church, got involved in our support groups, which was very meaningful to both me and Ann. I know it's a part of your life as well. And so again, the concept of growing is either you're green and growing or you're ripe and rotten. And God says he wants us to grow up into this fullness of the maturity of a man or woman of God. And that happens in the context of relationships. And I will tell you, since I've been single for 8 years, it's been more important to me than ever to become members of groups where I can serve other men, serve other people, become involved in the workings of all different groups I've been a part of, because that's the context by which I've made new relationships. I've sure. found new opportunities to serve, you know?
Let me ask you this now. So by Ann coming into your life, I'd want to address some of these things today, because I'm often trying to push David to write a book on, I call them Annisms, or maybe he has another name for them. But, and also, so by meeting her, marrying her, she sort was used by the Lord. He who findeth a way findeth a good thing. But she also, you know, women are used to correct us. And then, and her death has certainly profoundly affected you. And, you know, it is written that Jesus was acquainted with many sorrows. And I've only been thinking about this deeply over the past few years late in life, is that I realize now that if I felt picked on or sorrowful for myself, I realize that it is written that Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And also he was a man acquainted with many sorrows. And you might say, oh, well, I thought you get born again and everything's perfect. Well, you are touched, and miraculously the Holy Spirit will be in you. You feel a peace.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
We are the risen and he shall come.